Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to American Statesman Blog Talk Radio, the place where it's all about duty, honor, and country, the place for American patriots to come together and be united as one. We are united as one nation under God. We are a united people. We must get back to being a more united people than what we are today. Today is Monday, July 1st, 2013. My name is Sally Baptist. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Tonight, I'm labeling or calling the show Amnesty Equals America Destroyed From Within. And what do I mean by that? Well, I mean that it's not Al-Qaeda we have to worry about. It's these people in public office that keep destroying this country. You know, our military is such that we can defend ourselves against evildoers like Al-Qaeda and terrorists of that nature, that type of thing. But what do we do about these people who are in public office who are destroying us, like John McCain, like Lindsey Graham, the Gang of Eight / the Gang of Ten? So we're going to talk, obviously, a little bit about amnesty, but then we're also going to talk about independence. This week is the week of Independence Day. Please do not say happy July 4th. I mean, do you go around saying Merry December 25th? No. Please call the holiday what it is. It's an anniversary. Independence Day. On Thursday's show, please tune in to Thursday's show, because I'm going to be talking about July 4th as a reality check. Because Thursday is July 4th. Reality check, Declaration of Independence or Dependence. Are we really independent anymore? Because I don't think we are. I don't think we're free anymore. And so what is our declaration for 2013? And we'll talk about the... What happens with all, you know, if we don't get supplies from China, what happens? You know, so we're talking not only the dependency that we've come to have at the national level, where we're running to the feds for everything, but also at a global level. We're not independent. So we're going to get into that discussion on Thursday. But for tonight, I want to talk about the fact that amnesty is the destruction of America from within. Excuse me. It's we cannot be sitting idly by and just let this house continue on with the S-744 mentality. S-744 is amnesty. It's nothing to do with border security. It's nothing to do with securing this homeland. Those are all lies, and that's all there is to it. It is the treasonous destruction of the United States of America by those sworn to protect the Americans and the homeland. And the American people that no longer know the difference between what's right and wrong and good and evil. This amnesty it dissolves any sense of any rule of law. It dissolves any sense of what being an American is. And these are people that are sworn, this Gang of Eight, Gang of Ten, and then, of course, the 68 who voted for it. These people literally sold out the American people. They said, oh, we don't care. Everybody come in and just take over our country. And it's wrong. So we have to, we'll talk about that tonight, and we have to take action on that. And on that same note, here, let me go ahead and give you a couple of numbers. Like I was saying, you know, it's not Al-Qaeda that's destroying America. It's these people that are in public office that we put there. It's treasonous actions of the anti-Americans that have been elected to public office. John McCain. John McCain, he has no idea how I used to really admire him. Used to have a lot of respect for him, but I have none now. None. He wants to get us into a war over in Egypt while he lets an invasion happen here on the homeland. If that's not treason, if that's not a traitor, what is? I mean, does he truly think he's doing what's right, or does he, is he trying to destroy this country? You see, I mean, whatever what happened to John McCain or Lindsey Graham or Jeff Flake? Rubio's always been anti-American. He loves his homeland of Cuba. He doesn't care about the United States. He'll do whatever he can to take it down. And that's Rubio. That's what he did when he was a Speaker of the Florida House. He blocked everything to do with legal immigration. He was pro-amnesty, pro-Latino anti-American. That's Rubio. It's nothing new. In the case of Rubio and actually Jeff Flake and John McCain, there are efforts to recall these people. Now, I signed the recall for Marco Rubio here in Florida because I'm here in Florida. And I know deep down it's more symbolic than it is the likelihood it could happen. I will still see what we can do to make it happen. I'll do what I can to help that cause. But realistically, it probably isn't going to happen. But it's more important that we send a message to the political party that backs him that we're not going to put up with this garbage. And also to send that same message. Right now it's so critical for people to go and sign this recall thing. So go ahead and sign on along the recall petition and make sure that House of Representatives knows what we're doing. We do not accept what Rubio has done. We reject it. We reject a Republican Party that promotes it. And then, like I say, it's a treasonous action of the anti-Americans that have been elected to public office. That's all it is. You cannot, I mean, what they're trying to say about the illegals that are here and the de facto amnesty and all this other BS that they keep saying, think of the United States as our home, our homeland, right? Now, think of your individual home, whether you live in an apartment or a home, whatever. How many homeless people are out there today? Some of them voluntarily and some not voluntarily. Some of them have suffered with some kind of mental illness. But how many homeless people are there in the United States today? If you believe in amnesty, then you also should open your door and let these homeless people come live in your home. You don't have a right to have a home. Not if you believe in amnesty. If you believe in amnesty, then you should take the lock off your door and put a sign out, homeless welcome. Come on in, take over my home. I'm not allowed to lock my door anymore. Because I believe everybody should have a home. Well, everybody should be allowed to come into the United States. They're not going to do border security. That's the biggest joke there is out there. If they were going to do border security, they would have already done it. They've only been working on it since 1986. Come on. Not to mention the funding and the fence and all the other stuff back in 2006, 2007. That's all brainwashing to give the Republicans an excuse. Oh, yeah, and this is Corker. Corker, all of a sudden, he's all for this. What else did Corker get for the state of Tennessee? I know there's going to be something in there for that guy. Susan Collins up in Maine getting some kind of goodies for border security for her state up in Maine. We know that's been a heavily trafficked. That's where the illegals have really been piling in. I mean, border security is all over the place, but, I mean, come on. We all know they just bought her vote. It's called bribery, Senator Collins, in case you don't know. Bribery when you're doing something for the benefit like that, when you're getting paid off to do something. And let's see, what they gave Louisiana, I'm sure they gave another Louisiana purchase to get her to be quiet. She was out there protesting because she couldn't get her amendments heard. Senator Landry. But all of a sudden she said, oh, okay. Yeah, right. Give me a break. These people that do this kind of stuff, they're anti-American, and their actions are treasonous. What they're doing is destroying this country. And they can only go on for so long acting like they don't know this. They can only pretend for so long that they're really doing what they think is right. John McCain, how can you think it's right to invade this country? How can you think it's right to invade... I mean, are you so pathetic as a Republican that you can't be an American? Because you're a Republican, you can't be an American? You have to do this to woo the Hispanic votes? Otherwise, your party's going to die if you believe in Americans? Well, you know, what if the Republican Party's going to die because it believes in Americans? Then I guess it didn't belong here anyway. But I don't think that's the case. I'm sick and tired of all the division that you people promote. You don't believe in Americans anymore. You demonstrate this all the time. You believe in wooing the Hispanics. Our party's not going to survive if we don't woo the Hispanics. We don't care about Americans anymore. We got to give all the jobs to the Latinos so they'll vote for the Democrats. I mean, I'm sorry, John McCain, if you believe any of that nonsense that you're wooing the Latinos and they're all of a sudden going to jump in bed with you, you're a fool. And it's really time for you to retire. You know, you've been given a pass on so many things because of what you did as a POW, but you know what? That's over. Yes, I can admire what you did at that point in time, and I thanked you at that time. Don't thank you for what you're doing today. What you're doing today is evil, and it's wrong, and it's treasonous. You're hurting, you're destroying our country instead of protecting it. You and Lindsey Graham and Schumer, these people who are all globalists who don't believe in the United States sovereignty anymore. And some of you never did. Like I said, Rubio never did. John Ellis Bush never did. George Bush Jr. never did. George Bush Sr. never did. Prescott Bush never did. These are all socialist, communist, globalist, whatever you want to call them. Anti-Americans whose goal is to destroy this country. And John McCain, you're one of them. The other thing here, when we talk about why this is all happening, again, it's not Al-Qaeda that's destroying America. It's the treasonous actions of the anti-Americans that have been elected to public office. However, let's be honest, it's today's clueless American that empowers these treasonous traitors to destroy our liberties and take our country. These people, the 545, they can only do this because the American people sit on the sidelines doing nothing. 300 million people versus 545. Come on. And the going along with this cluelessness, today's clueless American that thinks it's more important to spend time watching the idiot box than participating in what's going on in their own community, knowing what's going on in their own community, their own state, their own country. We spend all that time watching silly sports games. And American Idol, whatever. I mean, entertainment's good, and I watch TV, too. I'm not going to go out there and act like I don't watch TV. But you know what? I get much more involved in what's going on in my country. And I would get more involved if I had the money and the means. Unfortunately, I'm somewhat limited, just like many of us are. I don't have the money that Bloomberg has to go out there and try to attack this country. I don't have the money of a Bill Gates that has to go out there and try and take down this country. So, but I have to do what I can. I have to protest when I can. I would love to be there in D.C. on July 15th and be part of that march, which is all against amnesty. Amnesty, and you know, when it comes to the two parties, it's wrong on both. It's wrong for any American representative, senator, house, or congressional representative. It's wrong for any of you to vote for the invasion of this country, which is what amnesty is. But it's so interesting to me when I go out there, and when you think about what it really is, this 11 million, this blanket legalization of these people, because we know there's not going to be the proper background check. It's a farce. It's a fraud and a farce of what they're telling us of S-744. And it's also chain immigration where it's like, well, wait a minute, I'm here now. Wait a minute, I've got my family and my 10 kids. They're all coming now too. excuse me, my spouse and my 10 kids and my parents. Now you've got 20 people coming in for one. This massive influx that will be the chain result, chain effect of the immigration. So first off, if you believe 11 million, which most of us think it's more than that, because they don't really know. They have no clue. So say it's 20 million. You got to go out there and compound that at least 3 or 4 times. So you're talking about bringing in 100 million people before it's all said and done. 100 million is not an unrealistic number based on what they're doing. And the illegal immigration is going to continue to go. Those who come in and overstay their visas and all that stuff. Those who still come in over the fence, over the border. That's still going to happen because they're not doing anything about that. This is the massive invasion of this country, of this homeland. And these people in public office are doing it to us. But they can't do it without us letting them. That's why it's so critical. I mean, I have called John Boehner's office umpteen times, and everybody needs to call. Call everybody you can in the House of Representatives. And I don't care what party it is. Because, and I started to talk about this a minute ago, the parties, what is going to happen with this massive influx of legal workers, which is what they want. They want to increase the slave market here. They're going to have a massive increase of low-waged laborers, and that's going to take jobs from the middle-class Americans. It's going to lower your wages and or take your job away from you. You'll be training your replacement. And that happens now some, but it's going to be massive when they do this. So weren't the Democrats the ones who were supposed to protect the middle class? Wasn't that something of what they used to believe in, protecting the middle class with the worker from the bad corporations of the Republican Party kind of thing? Wasn't that? So the Democrats have all but stabbed the back of the, I mean, really, they have stabbed the back of their constituents, stabbed the back of the American people, just as Republicans who voted for this as well. Republicans claim they believe in smaller government and a secure homeland. They don't believe in that, at least not all of them. We do know some do. Jeff Sessions, Chuck Grassley, John Cornyn, Tom Coburn, David Vitter, Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, John Thune, Deb Fisher, Mike Lee. We know these are true statesmen, stateswomen, who actually voted for the rule of law and voted for the American people. The 68 who didn't vote were going out there wanting money for their own benefit, selling their constituents out, selling America out. And it's on both sides, so it has nothing to do with party. I mean, in this case, there's obviously, out of that 68, there were 14 Republicans. So the Democrats are stabbing the working class in the back big time. So anybody who's loyal to the Democratic Party, tell me again why you're loyal to them. And I promote totally that you leave both the parties. Leave any political party. Do not be associated with any political party. Do as George Washington did. Reject the political party establishments. And do not give money to them. I mean, if you got money to give to the RNC or the DNC, can you send it to me instead? I'll do a better job using it than they will. I mean, if you got that kind of money to waste, there's plenty of us out here who need the money. Don't give it to these people that are just going to stab you in the back. Marco Rubio has stabbed the people in the back. He stabbed all Americans in the back, but the Floridians who truly believed him when he said he would not vote for anything, any amnesty. He said, "I'll never vote for amnesty." Of course, right now he's trying to say, well, this is an amnesty. This is a pathway. It's all the same, you idiot. Don't talk to us like we're so stupid. Marco Rubio, you are scum. You truly are. I mean, you're more bigger scum in some ways than John McCain, but I'd say you're both pretty close. And the recall of Rubio, again, the likelihood of making it go all the way through and truly being able to recall him is slim. But we've got to send that message out there to that Republican Party and the Democrat Party. We don't like what he did. I saw one thing that said it was a Democrat committee or some Democrat group that actually kicked off this petition for Rubio, but I think there might be more than one petition to recall him. I don't really know who started it. I have gone on there, signed on that I want to recall Rubio because he's a fraud. He blatantly lied to the people of what he said he was going to do and what he stood for. He said anything he could to get elected, then he stabbed us all in the back. That's what he did. I didn't vote for Rubio because I knew what he was. And I tried to warn people, don't vote for him. I would not have voted for Charlie Crist either. And I didn't vote for Charlie Crist. I voted for a no-party affiliate who actually I could believe in. And people say, well, you just wasted your vote. Wasting your vote is voting for people like Rubio. Do you feel really proud that you voted for him instead of Charlie Crist? If yes, why? Explain to me. They were both Democrats and then Republicans, and then Chris has gone back to being a Democrat, and in all likelihood, Rubio will go back to being a Democrat as well. I still believe he'll do that. If the Republican Party would, in any way, shape, or form, support the likes of Rubio, once again, you've proven that's all one big melting pot, and the parties mean nothing. So please, leave the parties and do not donate. I mean, some people say, well, you don't vote, here in Florida, that is, you don't get to vote in the primary if you're not in one of the parties. So, you know, but, you know, they think they can control you. And so far they've done that. I mean, that's the only reason why Rubio's out there is because the GOP sheeple followed what they were told to do. And they believe the lies instead of doing their own homework. Go out there and do their homework. For someone who's been in public office, go out there and see how they voted on stuff. See what they did. Why would you just go out there and vote for them just because a political party told you to? Just because the RNC was the one backing him didn't mean he was good. I mean, you can't support you can't follow what these parties are doing. But in reference to both of that, call the DNC at 202-863-8000. Call the DNC at 202-863-8000. You can send an email to the RNC at info@gop.com. That's info@gop.com. And make sure you contact John Boehner's office, the Speaker of the House, 202-225-0600. I have these on the home page, so you can on the show page, so you can read that there if you need to. And I'm trying to see if I can find the GOP's phone number for you, so you can call them as well. And you can call the GOP at 202-863-8500, 202-863-8500, and let them know you're not satisfied with what they're doing, that you're not going to take it, that you don't believe in it. And if you can, if there's any way possible that you can be in D.C. on July 15th, please go. I wish I could. If I could figure some way to do it, I would. But right now, as it stands, I'm not going to be able to do that. There is going to be a very large march. It's a black organization who's actually organizing it. And Stop Amnesty, because this amnesty is taking their jobs away, too. It's taking away the jobs of the middle class. It's destroying the middle class of the United States of America. It all contributes to the total fall of this country. Nick Schumer and these people want. Why does John McCain want to destroy the United States of America? I don't know. I can't explain it. Why does Lindsey Graham want to destroy the United States of America? I don't know. I mean, Schumer, he's always been a globalist, I think. He's always been a socialist, whatever you want to call it. So I guess that's not too unusual that he would want this. But if you claim to believe in smaller, limited government, which is what the Republican Party is supposed to be about, how could you do this? And I am truly on the same side with the Democrats. If you believe in the middle class, and you said you're trying to protect the middle class, why would you do this? But the fact is, what these people, the parties don't stand for anything anymore, and these people don't follow. They don't follow any kind of principles like that. It's all about them. It's all about the destruction of this country. I mean, like I said, we don't need to worry about Al-Qaeda when we have these kind of people running this country right now. And that's all the way through. The cancer that is throughout Washington, D.C., in public office, and throughout this whole country. But when it comes to this amnesty, it's those in Washington, D.C. And it truly is the governors who don't put up a strong enough fight, too. The governors should be protecting their states. But the governors, they want that federal dollar, so they're told the same old thing. They sell us out. They sell out state sovereignty time and time again. So it's these people in public office, but we're the ones who allow them to get there. When we say that we put them there, I do take issue to a degree. Again, it's because we've allowed it to happen, though. The election process is so corrupt. We don't have the representation of our choice. I mean, I can gladly tell you there's not one person in the office that I voted for. And somebody said, well, that's because you wasted your vote. You didn't vote for one of the two parties. As long as you keep voting for the same two idiots, follow the same two outrageously corrupt political parties, then we're going to get the government we deserve. You're allowing this government to be corrupt when you keep promoting these two parties. I don't know what it takes for people to understand that. What makes you think that supporting corruption is a good thing to do? And everything to do with this amnesty is a total meltdown of the rule of law. There is no rule of law. There is no definition of being an American. What's an American? Oh, anybody can be an American. Well, it's not supposed to be quite that easy. Yes, Americans come from all over the world. We are a nation of immigrants. But it's through Ellis Island, through the rule of law, through legal immigration, is the way it's supposed to happen. Not by invasion. An amnesty, S-744, is an invasion of the homeland. That's what it is. And again, promote anybody, to encourage anybody to participate in the recall for Rubio. Make sure you contact the RNC at info@GOP.com. Make sure you call the DNC at 202-863-8000. Make sure you call John Boehner at 202-225-0600. Make sure we melt those phone lines as much as we possibly can to tell them this is not acceptable. You know, I listen to the Sunday talk shows, and John McCain is out there. The American people want this. No, they don't. John McCain, for you to say that, you're just a downright liar. You know that's not true. If you go out there, when it comes to this, polls and surveys, you know, you can get any answer you want to if you slant the question right in the right way. I mean, to go out there and say, should we do something about the 11 million who are here illegally? Yes or no? Well, most are going to say yes, do something. But time and time again, it's all been proven. People, the American people want the border secured first. And John McCain, you refuse to do that. And the fact that you're a border state, I'm glad to see that the people of Arizona are trying some type of recall for you and Jeff Flake. I'm sure it'll be a similar challenge to what we have with Rubio here in Florida. And, you know, no one's going after Bill Nelson here in Florida, Senator Nelson, because he admitted he was for amnesty. But Jeff Flake blatantly said he wasn't for amnesty. He's already been down that road. It's a dead end. So he lied. And John McCain keeps saying, build the fence. Well, you're a liar, too, because you're not doing it. They're not insisting on that. Build the fence first. Secure the homeland. Get these other things in place. Then we do the amnesty. Legalization. Path to legalization. We deal with the individuals that are here. But to go out there and pretend, and that's all it is, you're pretending. You think the American people are stupid enough to believe you again after what you said in 1986 and what you said in 2006, 2007, where you pretended to be securing the border when you don't do it. We're not going to listen to your garbage again. And Lord only knows, I sure hope those people in Arizona don't elect either one of you, re-elect either one of you again, too. Dear Lord, I hope they don't. And dear Lord, I hope the Floridians don't re-elect this Rubio either. I don't think that's going to happen here in Florida. I really don't. There are so many people. Those who are actually engaged in the discussion and who are the voters, the most likely to vote kind of thing, they're sick of Rubio. They think he's a treasonous, backstabbing traitor, and he's a scumbag. And he needs to be recalled. He needs to be shipped back to Cuba, because that's where he wants to be anyway. Then the other thing that I saw just today, I think it was, yesterday, today, Sarah Palin's out there talking about a third party. Well, I think it's kind of interesting that she's talking about a third party. Which we do need something else besides these two parties. But again, to me, the best thing you can do is be an American. Is it possible for us to get back to being Americans and to own your own vote? Do you have to sell your vote to some political party? And if so, why? Why do you have to sell your vote to a political party? Why can't you be an American? And I would ask that question to Sarah Palin. I mean, I'm sure she's doing all this because she's fed up with what she's seen with the Republican Party. The Republican Party has not been kind to her. I mean, in the overall scheme of things, yes, she's made quite a bit of money in the last few years. So I think she has been compensated for her pain and suffering. But they haven't been good. But they have not stood by her the way they should have. Not if they had any kind of loyalty. But like I say, Sarah Palin, there's things I don't particularly care about with her either. I remember when she kept saying she was getting something like $100,000 to speak at some Tea Party event. It was going back to the cause, going back to the cause. The cause was Sarah Pack. And when I sent her an email asking her to explain the cause and Sarah Pack and who was really getting the money, she never answered. But she says a lot of good stuff out there. She speaks the truth on many things. I agree a lot with what her message is. And she's openly challenging the GOP, so that's good. And now she's out there talking about a serious third party. And I guess I can't stress enough again, just ignore the political parties. Be Americans. And stop all this divisiveness. Stop letting political parties divide us. Stop letting your heritage divide us. Guess what? I don't care if you're a Latino, if you're here legally. If you're here legally, be an American, speak English. If you don't want to be an American, then go home. Go wherever you came from. If you don't want to be an American. That's the thing with this, the games they play with this Hispanic faction. Because I keep hearing this, like, well, wait a minute. I thought you wanted to be an American. Well, you don't really want to be an American. This is where the Latino La Raza mentality, you gotta understand, La Raza believes that America stole their country. They think they own all the Southwest. Invasion people. Tell La Raza, come on in, take over. Take your land back that you claim we stole from you. Take the Alamo back because you think we stole it from you. That isn't the truth. That's what they think. And that's what they are determined to do. Hey, look who's out there. I just saw Damn Mad Granny Taft is here with bells on and feeding face. So I guess if she's feeding her face at that moment, at this moment, that means she's going to call in a few minutes later. So we'll give her time to finish eating. The other thing I was going to go ahead and mention, again, this to do with the rule of law, there is no rule of law. When we want to talk about, and I'll get into more of this on Thursday, when we talk about Declaration of Independence and the Declaration of Dependence, where are we today? Americans at large seem to have lost any kind of notion of what's right and wrong and good and evil. I mean, John McCain doesn't seem to know what's right and wrong, good and evil. can't say he does. Rubio, he's out there just on his own mission. He's got his own agenda, which has nothing to do with pro-America. It's all anti-America. But when we talk about right and wrong, here's something, some other stuff I heard today about, a couple things about Obamacare. One, can you imagine they went to the NFL and they wanted the NFL to promote, sell Obamacare. They wanted, and you know, part of me almost wanted to see the NFL go for this because I wanted to see how many Americans would truly turn off a silly football game to shut down Obamacare. Or is your loyalty to a football team or to a sports, pro sports, is your loyalty greater to a pro sports than to your country? So I was almost hoping the NFL went along with this. But the NFL said no, they weren't going to participate. My understanding, some of the things I heard, is that the individual NFL players may still do it. I don't know that the NFL said no for their players to not do it, but the NFL at large isn't going to do it, isn't going to be doing the public service announcements for Obamacare. And then the other, well, apparently they're still talking to the NBA. I haven't heard whether the NBA was going to do this or not. But now they're also in some kind of partnership with the librarians of the country. What is this deal with going to the library to learn about Obamacare or something crazy, the library associations, something like that? Oh, they have to do what they can to brainwash people and to try to convince people that Obamacare is good. And then I had an email today, and I believe it was Representative Rogers was his name from Michigan, I believe. I got an email to listen to him as he was questioning through one of the hearings. Hold on one second. Sorry about that. Didn't want to cough in your ear. One of the committees talking about health care, Obamacare, and what is going on with this thing, how the terms, the conditions, how much Obamacare is going to, has reduced care for just about every type of cancer. So you take the most common types of cancer we hear about, breast cancer, ovarian cancer, prostate cancer, all these very typical cancers that you hear about all the time, leukemia. The likelihood of surviving cancer post-Obamacare is less. So this mentality that we were going to give better health care to all is a farce. There's not going to be the care. I mean, he was going down this list of everything that Obamacare was destroying and blocking. The other piece of it he mentioned, and this, I mean, it's just unbelievable. If I have my own health care out there, I have my own health care plan through my job or whatever, but right now they don't have anybody in these exchanges, and the exchanges are about busted, I guess. I don't know. But they can go out there and say, you know what, you're not going to be able to care. You're not going to be able to get your insurance the way you get it. We're going to cancel that. We're going to take over that, and you're going to move to this exchange. This is tyranny at the highest level. For them to actually say, here, you know, and of course, what do we hear all the time? If you like the insurance you have today, you will be allowed to keep it, blah, blah, blah. Another one of those lies, another one of the frauds. But literally, the federal government can come in and say, we're canceling your insurance policy, you have to buy it over here. So not only are they forcing you to buy something, they're forcing you of who to buy it from. They want to get rid of the individual independent insurance companies. The other aspect, they can do it at the company level. They can go into the company and say, You're not going to be allowed to get your insurance through that carrier. You're going to have to go through the exchange and shut them down. This is about as un-American as it gets. This is what I say. Independence Day? What are we independent from? We've got a government that has taken over us. I couldn't believe that. And then apparently there's also things going on with this that really promotes the monopoly of the healthcare, the hospital business. You know, I mean, here in Florida, all they have to do, if you want to talk about a monopoly of healthcare, here in the state of Florida, and I really need to go out there and get a total count of how many hospitals are through the state of Florida, but Florida Hospital. Florida Hospital, which is actually affiliated with the Seventh-day Adventist Church. So they get all the bennies of being a church, affiliated as a church, and then they also have this massive monopoly over health care. And this by itself, too, is so, it's so anti-American to me. They're given tax, every kind of tax break because they're church affiliated, but then they truly have monopolized and taken over the hospitals. I mean, right here in Central Florida, the Orlando area, we've got the Orlando Medical Center, Regional Center thing, but outside that, everything's Florida Hospital. There's almost nothing else. And I've driven, you know, around the state, and you keep looking, Florida Hospital, Florida Hospital, Florida Hospital. This is what you see all over the place. So Florida Hospital is a major lobbyist. And what's more, like I say, to me, the part that's really disgusting is church affiliated. Talk about the separation of church and state. Nobody wants to do it there when it comes to Florida Hospital. Excuse me. So Obamacare, it's massive what they're doing. And to think that they want the NFL, I mean, that just, I'm glad to see the NFL did not do it, even though I would have almost liked to have seen the outrage, if there would have been any. And I guess for those out there listening, if you want to call in and share your thoughts on this, or press 1 to let me know you want to speak on the air. If the NFL would have become a public service announcement thing, or whatever you want to call it, for Obamacare, would you have stopped watching the NFL? Would you have rejected the NFL? In my own case, I would say yes, I would have, except I've pretty much rejected pro sports already because I'm tired of building their crazy stadiums, and I think pro sports has been a way to occupy the idiots, if you will. It's a way to keep Americans occupied on a game versus what's going on around them. You think about all the commotion we have around the Super Bowl, and I mean, I've watched many Super Bowl games, so but I don't, we'll see. I don't really remember the last Super Bowl game I watched. I have to think back. It was before the one that had the costume malfunction routine or whatever. So it was before that was the last time I watched the Super Bowl. But I'm so disgusted by, they expect me, the billionaires, to pay for their stadiums and stuff like that. And here, right here in Central Florida right now, they're trying to make taxpayers build a soccer league, major soccer league stadium. We don't need anything like this. Pro sports in Orlando isn't that successful. I would not call the Orlando Magic some big success. So we don't need it. We've got Disney and everything else here. We don't need it. But they want to take my money and use it for that stuff. And they say it's going to bring all these jobs. No, it's other nonsense. This, again, it's a way to occupy the idiots. They're going to go out there and say, but look how wonderful this is. Don't you like Major League Soccer? No, I couldn't care less about it. If I was going to watch sports, I'd watch the NFL or NBA or whatever. And you know what? If Major League Soccer is such a big deal for Florida, for Orlando, then let them build their own stadium. If it's such a wonderful deal, if it's so good, if so many people want it, why don't they build their own stinking stadium? But we all know why, because there isn't a market for it. There is not a market for it. Let's see, we're celebrating this week, it's actually starting this week, the 150 years of Gettysburg. And I have been to Gettysburg National Military Park many times when I was doing some work up in that area. And it's really something. If you've never been there, you need to go and do the tour. And it would be something to be great to be up there now, because they're going to have massive, massive, I guess, reenactments of things that happened and go through the history. And right now, we need so badly to think about what our history is. Think about what happened at Gettysburg. And then think about where we are today. I mean, it's kind of interesting. People just seem to have totally lost the sight of what it was, how the United States came to be, anything about the American Revolution, and, of course, the Gettysburg was the Civil War. How we've evolved over time, and how we've had to fight to protect this country, how we fought within a civil war amongst ourselves, and are we facing another civil war? If there's another civil war because of this amnesty thing, which I fear there might be, I don't know. What's going to happen? Will we split up into four different countries? Will the United States be divided into two or three, maybe four regions, with only one truly having the Constitution anymore, and the others are all socialist, communist? So if you're up anywhere near the Gettysburg area, you really ought to, if you can, take advantage of that. I would really like to be there. I have been to that military park, and it's just, you go through there, and you stop at the different areas, and you just try to imagine what that was like, what happened there. And then think about where we are today. Freedom isn't free. And it was Reagan who said, freedom's only one generation away. I'm not saying the exact quote, but the basics. Freedom isn't free. It's only one generation away. It's not something you pass along to your children through the bloodline. It's not like they automatically inherit it. It's that we have to be diligent in protecting it every day. And we haven't done that. And then let's see, the other thing is, excuse me, when you call Boehner, make sure it's no, no, and no. No amnesty, no F-744, no immigration reform. Yes to securing the border. Yes to securing the homeland. Yes to Congress being responsible for the homeland, not Janet Napolitano or any one individual of Homeland Security. So it's no, 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 yes. No amnesty, no F-744 amnesty, no immigration reform, yes to securing the homeland, yes to Congress being responsible for the homeland like they're supposed to be, like their oath of office says, and no to Janet Napolitano or whoever the Secretary of Homeland Security would be. It should never be to one individual. I see it looks like damn mad Granny Taft looks like she has finished eating, so I better get her on the air. She's ready to go. Hey there.
Yeah, my mouth quit flopping open because I quit bending my elbow, so.
Okay. Funny how that happens, isn't it?
It does. Oh, mercy. Well, I tell you what, I got a lot to talk about on this subject tonight. Talking about Obamacare, I got an interesting email about the fact that the family that owns Hobby Lobby is considering closing it down due to Obamacare.
Yeah.
They are Christians. They function on a Christian basis. The store is not open on Sundays, so if their families can spend the weekend with their church and with their families as the Bible intended to be. And because of Obamacare, and they're demanding that they provide the morning after pill, and the other things that go against most Christians' belief when it comes to abortion and childbearing, they're right. considering closing their stores.
Wow.
Now,
there's a Hobby Lobby right by me, not too far from me, so and I go in there on a regular basis, and I guess I'm not surprised in some way, but go ahead.
Well, I'm not either, but, it's a crying shame, and it's a sad awakening to our country, and maybe this is the way people will wake up and realize what this man is trying to do to our country. When the stores that are religious-based, they're owned by people who go to church, who believe in the Testament. They just don't use the church for a stepping stone to get more business, which a lot of our business people do. These people actually believe in their beliefs and stand up for their beliefs. And Obama is trying to take that away from us, and maybe this will wake some of these people up that don't know what's going on.
I hope so. I mean, what I was hearing today about the cancer and all this other stuff, and I mean, we'd already heard that healthcare was going to go down. There's not going to be the doctors. That's going to go away too. But the overall scheme of things, the level of healthcare is going down. But literally, to go out there and say, for a woman who has breast cancer, well, now that Obamacare is in place, when you had a very good chance of surviving it today, you don't now. Because you're not going to get the health care. And the other way, again, this was Representative Michael Rogers, I believe his name was, from Michigan. He was out there saying there's something seriously wrong when we're going to take away from the 85% of the people who have coverage because of 15% who don't. We're going to lower care for everybody because of these 15% instead of coming up with a way to help the 15%. And, I mean, it's so common sense, but then again, you have to understand what's really at stake here. This is all about this globalization, one world government, total control, the socialization, communism, takeover, whatever you want to call it, of this country, and this is one piece of it. And people don't want to say that. They don't want to say the C word. We're facing a communistic takeover and a total meltdown of this country because of the likes of a John McCain and company when it comes to the border and the nutsiness like this Obamacare.
Well, the other crying shame to this is that the 15%, the percentage that they're quoting, includes 11 million illegal immigrants. Now,
exactly.
If you take 11 million illegal immigrants out of that equation, you don't have 15%.
Right. Exactly.
This is just I can't say the words that are in my mind on this. People out there know me or have heard me before talking with you, they know what they are so well. I was listening to Hannity today, and a gentleman called in, and he was Islamic. And he called in trying to tell people, and I was so proud of what this man did. He was trying to tell people what Obama is doing in Egypt. Why are we providing airplanes and bombers and all this crap to go over there to a man who's trying to enforce his Islamic beliefs on people because Obama said this man would be a good choice, and come to find out he's Islamic. He wants to impose his Islamic beliefs on an Egypt that thought they were voting independently.
Well, but then at the same time, what do you hear from John McCain on all this? John McCain wants to go over there and have for us to get into it, too.
Well, I don't care. John McCain, he's a zip zero on my end. A lot of other people, I think's radar anymore. His words mean nothing anymore. We respected him because he was supposedly a hero, and I'm going to say supposedly, because I can't see a person who served this country as they did sell this country out like he is.
Makes you wonder.
Yes, it does. I mean,
go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Now, you were talking about this guy on Hannity, and when you're finished with that, I want to mention Michael Savage. I don't know if people heard about what Michael Savage was saying about Hannity and Rush.
Well, this man just said, you know, Obama is trying to sell the world out to Islamic extremists, and he talked about the representative of the Islamic extremists that has been banned from this country. He had one of his representatives sitting in the White House last week visiting with Obama. Why?
But at the same time, what is our Congress doing on either side? This kind of stuff, you know, and I have heard some talking about no more money over there, and we're hearing a little bit more of that being said. And I said it before, and, you know, you probably already know what I'm going to say. You know what? This is what Ron Paul kept telling us way back when, people. We weren't supposed to be in the middle of this stuff. But it really, it's equally outrageous that we have two houses of Congress that don't do anything about what he's doing. And then, of course, like I say, you got the likes of a John McCain out there participating and promoting this garbage as well. We, you know, this goes back to what, let's see, the actual words from good old Washington here. Let's see, warns against permanent foreign alliances. It is our true policy to steer clear of permanent alliances with any portion of the foreign world.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Not our job to be out there, be the police of the world. It's we should be the example. We should take care of ourselves. Which again, on Thursday, on Independence Day, I'm going to talk. Are we independent or are we dependent? I mean, what happens today? Can America take care of themselves today? After we have sold ourselves out to so many parts of the world? There's many times when I wonder, and we need to get back to being independent.
I don't mind them helping the people of Syria who are trying to get this guy out of office, but that's not what he's doing.
Right.
Not what he's doing. He's going to provide the Egyptian guy that the people who want that man out, he's going to provide that man with the air power. Why?
Yeah.
I mean, that shows his colors right there.
It does.
The fact he supported this man and told these people this man would be the candidate for him, and then it turns around and turns out that he's trying to push his Islamic beliefs on these people, that tells the world what Obama is. He's a cockeyed liar. See how clean
it
is?
Wasn't he out there giving his speeches as he does his world tour of Africa or whatever? I should say his African tour.
Well, he's going over there. He's going to give Africa billions of dollars. I mean, we're broke. If we are so damn broke, how are we giving these countries all this damn money?
Exactly.
And another caller, which was a black man that called into Hannity, went off the deep end on Obama because he's nothing but a liar, and that's what he said. And he said, I'm repeating words he said. If this country is so broke, why are we giving money to countries that don't like us?
Why are we giving money to China, who we owe billions to? Why? But we're giving, subsidizing China while we owe billions to them.
Well, the next thing is going to be our water. You know, China's got a water shortage.
Yeah.
The next thing is going to be on us.
Well, little by little, they're selling us off to China anyway. You go out there and you see how much China owns of this country. I mean, I haven't seen the numbers lately, but China keeps buying up real estate here in the United States. I mean, talk about America for sale. It's happening big time.
Well, I started having a fit about that months ago, years ago, when I realized that we were selling our sovereignty off to foreign nations. What idiot country does that? America.
Self-serving, greedy politicians who you get a few in there that are truly the communists, whatever, and then you get the other ones who are just so selfish who sell us out for a dime. And it's both. But what I heard on this thing with Michael Savage, so I got an email and someone said, listen to this Michael Savage clip, and I guess he was from his radio show on Friday. And it was quite interesting because he talked about Hannity and Rush Limbaugh, how they are just carrying the water for the Republican Party, and he was just so disgusted with them and listening to them, and how they now, and he said, he was going to make a point. Rush apparently went out there, you know, they're out there opposing what Rubio has done now and this and that, but in the beginning, at one point, I guess he's got information out there when Hannity was out there supporting Rubio and the amnesty. And then when Rush was out there supporting Rubio, and now he acts like he opposed Rubio all along. And so Mike Savage, he's supposed to be putting something out there saying they're not going to get away with lying. They've been carrying the water for the GOP instead of being independent. And people just need to know what the truth is. And the other, excuse me, when it comes to Fox News, I'm going to send something out in the near future here. But people need to understand, I mean, you know, people think Fox News is conservative. But when it comes right down to it, Fox News has been pro and Murdoch, and basically, you know, Murdoch and company, Fox News, has been very much pro the amnesty thing, putting money behind promoting amnesty. So they touch base on it a little bit, but they don't really talk about it very much. And then the other, which this is one I just, you know, just recently learned in the last week or two, is how much they promote Common Core, which is communism. And I'm like, you know, conservatives, you better start, you know, getting away from Fox News, because Fox News doesn't talk about Common Core at all. I did find it interesting. It was Mike Huckabee who was out there promoting Common Core, saying he believed in it. He was probably the token Fox News person who was going to say something about Common Core, but that's the only thing I've heard about Common Core at Fox News, and it makes sense because Mike Huckabee is definitely one who sells his opinion as well, too. He'll say whatever they tell him to say for the price.
Well, I agree with you, but then again, I would rather them listen to Fox News than NBC, CBS, ABC, MSNBC, or any of the others, because they're closer to get a tad of what's going on. They'll get an inkling, a nibbling, maybe enough to make them curious, especially those that don't go to the Internet.
Well, and that's true. You know, I wouldn't tell people to not listen. I just say beware when you listen. And then, I mean, you think about here Mike Huckabee is out there promoting Common Core, and then, of course, they got rid of Glenn Beck and they got rid of Napolitano. Now, Napolitano, still, he's a contributor now, but they canceled his show. So it just kind of makes you realize, you gotta just don't just automatically believe everything they say. We shouldn't believe what everything any of them say. You should always do your own research. But people, I think, are still a little bit too willing to believe that. Well, Fox News is conservative. They wouldn't do this. They would. Well, yeah, they would. And two biggies there, Amnesty and Common Core, are two really, really big things to me when it comes to what Fox News really is. So beware.
Well, you heard of what's going on in Austin, huh?
Go ahead and tell everybody else. Let's go ahead and give me a recap of it.
Well,
I mean, I know about the you're talking about the abortion thing and all that stuff.
Right. And Perry had a special session, and the protesters shut down the special session. They couldn't vote on that thing. Well, he's called another special session, and there's as many people, if not more, there this time. And they have police out there in riot gear and everything protecting it. And Perry is bound and determined. Now, I sit on the different side of the fence post than you do on abortion. Now, after 3 months, I say it's a no-no. Unless the mother's life is in danger or there's a specific dire need for it to be performed. Prior to that, and according to the medical people, that is not a sustainable life. Now, my only problem with the abortion thing is I understand why people feel the way they do, and I understand the other side of the coin. This is America. Let the women have to live with these decisions. The men that these women are married to, if there's married people involved in this, they have to live with these decisions. They have to answer to their God when they die. If you stand on the other side of the coin, that's your belief and more power to you. But I don't see where any man has any right to tell a woman what she has to do with her body. Because until you have walked in a woman's footsteps that has had to determine whether or not if she would be willing to go through this and to live with it for the rest of their life, you don't know what it is. So in my eyes, the men need to get out of this. Because when it all comes down to it, it's going to be the woman who carries that child, the woman who makes the decision before it's all said and done with, and she's the one that's going to have to live with it.
And
now,
there's so many aspects to the abortion piece of it. And there's also a lot to do with the family, which gets into our other topic or the other
It's either going to be a family decision or an individual decision, but whatever decision they make is a decision they have to live with. It's not anything that's done at the drop of a hat. And why people think they just snap their fingers and decide they're going to have this done, I do not know.
Well, I guess there's the thing on the abortion, and I guess it was Glenn Beck who was talking about this or has talked about this in the past, where when they really started pushing, like, family planning or whatever, the whole point was to abort as many black children as possible and things like that, where they were really trying to destroy a race and things. Some of that stuff is really, really...
Oh, that's crazy. Bullshit. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's hockey puck. Family planning started when they realized they had all these kids in high school that were getting pregnant, and the parents didn't want them teaching sex education in high school. Parents didn't want to talk to the kids about it. So they came up with family planning in order to teach these kids how and what to do.
Well,
it wasn't
I'm
even
talking
about trying to get rid of a race.
Well, actually, I think there's more to it than that. I don't think it's quite that cut and dry. But it was obviously the problem with teen pregnancy, too. But teen pregnancies didn't just happen to start in the last generation or whatever.
No, teen pregnancy has been going on for a long time, but back in the day, didn't flaunt it. You got sent off to live with another relative till you could have the baby, and it was handled that way. But after the 60s, it quit being handled that way, and they had to figure out what to do about it. But I don't see that family planning forces anyone into abortion. They tell them what their options are, but they don't force them into making those decisions.
No, there's it depends on, again, there's a whole lot you have to go into various situations, how they go and manipulate a person. It's kind of like...
How they manipulate a person.
How they manipulate a person, convincing them that's the right thing to do, especially a younger girl that would do it. Most definitely.
Well, do they know for a fact that that's what they do, or do they say, this is your option? We're not saying do it, but the option is there. It's for you, your family, or your boyfriend's decision to make.
Just take the case that happened in Philadelphia. Look at what that doctor was doing. He was killing the baby in the womb so he could act like it was an abortion.
But that's not family planning. You can do what you want. I don't care how many laws they pass. You're not going to stop people like that. They've had backroom abortions since back when.
Well,
you could get an abortion before they pass the abortion law.
The woman can use a coat hanger anytime she wants. I mean, there's sick things like that, too.
Well, true, and you don't want them doing that. That's one reason you want someone with a medical license and someone to do it so this person won't die being stupid.
Well,
or taking laxatives and doing everything that can be done out there, like the Mexican that beat those women in the stomach to get rid of the 5 pregnancies he caused. You know, there's a lot of reasons to keep this law. There's a lot of reasons for it not to. But people like that doctor in Philadelphia, they're always going to be there. I don't care what kind of laws you pass. The fact that he got away with it so long, and why didn't tell him about it?
I mean, you can also say we're never going to end murder, so I guess we just let murders go along because we'll never kill.
No, I'm not saying that.
But you can't say it both ways. It's a little bit of both there. You can't. I mean, what that guy did was disgusting, and to me, it was murder. To go out as a woman.
I agree with you 100%. What that man did is totally wrong, but that does not say that the doctors out there that perform abortions like they should be for the reasons they should be and those reasons only, they're abiding by the law.
Well, there's doctors that abide by the law and there's those that don't. I mean, there's people who murder people and then there's people who don't.
Yeah, there's people coming into this country legally. They get their green card. They do what they have to do to come into this country. And then we have 11 million. It's not 11 million. It's 18 million. They have crossed over our borders, and they don't give a damn. And they want to legalize that, too. So,
Well, but you go down to, and this goes back to what I was kind of saying towards the beginning of the show there is no rule of law in this country anymore. We truly have no rule of law. It's very selective who they're going to enforce the law to, when they're going to enforce it, and for the most part, it's whatever, you know, the IRS will go after who they don't like. It's not a matter of the rule of law. We've lost our way.
Well, they're not enforcing the law, and they're picking and choosing who they want to enforce it on, but if they enforced all the laws that were out there, we wouldn't have anything to worry about.
Well, and that again, that's what I'm saying. There is no rule of law, and immigration is one of the biggest. If they would enforce the current laws on the book, we might need a couple of things to clean up the problem they have with keeping track of the people who come here legally and then overstay the visas. You know, there's different ways how they could handle that. There's bound to be some things they could clean up in the process, but you go out there and you enforce what's already on the books. You put that stinking border up like you said you were going to do in 1986 and in 2007, excuse me, and do what's already on the books, and we don't have the problem we have. Go out there and enforce it with the companies who are illegally hiring these people and things like that. We don't have a problem. I did listen to ICE. A guy from ICE was on Mike Huckabee's show over the weekend, and they are just so adamant that this amnesty thing, S-744, is so bad. And how it does nothing. It takes away their rights to enforce the law too. And then he was saying there are 5,000 ICE agents nationwide. Yet the Los Angeles Police Department has 10,000 police officers. Yet they've got 5,000 ICE agents nationwide. I mean, that is just unbelievable to me.
That's because of Napolitano. She has eliminated a lot of those, and then she's not letting them enforce the damn laws.
Well, exactly, and that was his point. We're not allowed to enforce the law. And the whole point to think that there's any kind of, if anybody to think there's any kind of border security or homeland security as part of that bill is fooling themselves. It's nothing but amnesty.
The only way the law is enforcing is like the bunch, they had 25 people in a van the other day that turned over out in the valley. They're running away from border agents, and half of them got killed. That's the only way we're going to enforce the law. And they want us to feel sorry for them. I don't feel sorry for them. Call me an iron ass, whatever you want to. If you're going to be so stupid as to break the law and come over here and know what you're going to get into coming over here just so you can come over here and sell drugs, and that's what 90% of these kids that are coming over here want to do.
Easy money. We make it easy money for them.
Well, they keep legalizing marijuana. I don't know what they're going to do because Mexico's fixing it. I heard the other day where Mexico is planning on making turn it into a cigarette form and selling it over here to the states that have legalized it.
Well, yeah, and that's somebody was talking about that on one of the shows today, something about, you know, the black market, because who's going to be allowed to sell it? What kind of market for the states that do have it legalized and this and that? And you still can't do it because it's a federal crime. It was really crazy. crazy on all that piece of it.
Well, but, I have a stepsister who is in Colorado, and she's licensed to grow it. And I told her, I said, just wait till the federal government comes down and starts slapping all those damn taxes on you. You're going to be in the world of hurt because that's what's fixing to happen.
Oh, yeah. They're not going to let you get away with not paying taxes on that stuff. And whatever else, whatever they can do to harass you about it, you know, even though it's supposed to be legal in that state, whether you agree or not. But that's the other piece of the thing. That's we have no state sovereignty hardly exists anymore, too.
Well, it's just, I don't know, more people today, I had three people today in one day tell me how much they like my bumper sticker. And I told them, I said, well, if you want him impeached, if you want Obama impeached, pick up the phone. Just let him know.
Right. At some point, people have to take a stand and do something. You there? Hello. Sound like something happened to your phone. I still see you out there. You're still on the switchboard, but it sounds like you pushed a button or something because we can't hear you. Okay, well, until we figure out what's going on with her phone, let's see here. I meant to be checking. Let's see. There we go. Okay, well, you may have to hang up and call back in because right now I can't hear anything from you. Find out what's going on there. Something else. I was going to go over here. Well, the bottom line of anything, what's going on right now with this amnesty is we have to get it shut down. Please, people, do not support it. And make sure you contact everybody in the House of Representatives and tell them no. There was, let's see. And the thing about Hobby Lobby is very interesting because Hobby Lobby is a big corporation. I mean, they've got a lot of stores all over the place. And for them to close down because of this, which I totally agree with them doing
Hello.
It because that's what they believe. Okay, you back?
Yeah, I'm back. I had an incoming call I had to take.
Okay. Well, I knew something was going on. I kind of heard this click, but I said, well, she's still out there somewhere.
You know me. I'm not up to date on this stuff.
She'll be back. Don't worry about it. She'll be back.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see here. Okay. Something else I made a note. I heard this over the weekend, too. You know, with NSA, how they're listening in on everybody's conversation and everything else. There was somebody out there promoting it, and I heard it on the radio, so I don't know who said it, promoting the opposite effect. Here, they're trying to listen in for buzzwords, you know, what's going to be something that's going to catch their attention or whatever. So they're out there saying, every time you're on the phone, talk about terrorism or say something. Yeah, so just throw these words out there that they say they're listening to so you eliminate the benefit of it, if you will, or something. So I thought that was kind of an interesting thing to go out there and say, you know, just...
Yeah, just what I wanted to do, come marching up to my door. maybe I should keep one of the, what they call them, turbans or whatever it is. I was just joking. Oh, Lord. With the 4th of July coming up, did you get a thing about the...
No, okay, hold on. I've got to correct you now. I mean, technically the date's the 4th of July, but I'm really pushing for people to say Independence Day. You don't go around saying December 25th is coming up. You say Christmas is coming up. So it's people to say, we're not celebrating the 4th of July. We're celebrating Independence Day.
I thought they were one in the same. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, do you say Merry December 25th or do you say Merry Christmas?
I say Merry Christmas.
So why do people say Happy July 4th instead of Happy Independence Day?
Because everybody knows it's Independence Day, and that's what we've been celebrating on that day for 100 million years.
Well, what about Christmas? How long
it didn't
it been
sound the same.
Celebrating?
Happy 25th doesn't sound as good as Happy 4th.
I think I made my case.
I'm always the other side of the coin. You know that. Did you get the email about the one question that the three contestants on Jeopardy couldn't answer?
No, I did not get that email. You better share this. I know there was a joke, or there was Glenn Beck was having some jokes out there about the beauty contestants who couldn't find the United States on the map and stuff like that.
I don't doubt that at all. If you ever watch Jay Leno and some of the questions he asks these people on the street about our history, and their answers is so scary. Is that girl on that Zimmerman trial who said she wrote this letter to
she wrote it, but
she couldn't read it because she couldn't read in cursive, and she signed it, but she wrote it.
Oh, yeah. Right. I mean, that was so crazy.
I'm telling
you.
Anyway.
That was the cracker wasn't a racist comment either.
No. We discussed the other night, if they had known he wasn't strictly 24-karat cracker white person and that he was Hispanic, they would have never pressed charges in first-hand place. But Obama stepped on that one, too. He put his foot right smack dab in the middle of that one. Anyway, this question was on Arlington Cemetery. And the question was, how many steps does the guard take during his walk down the Tomb of the Unknowns? Do you know the answer to that?
You know, if I sit here and think about it, I might figure it out. But off the top, no, I can say I don't know it. I've seen him do it plenty of times, but I don't know the number of steps.
It's 21.
21.
It has to do with the number, alludes to the 21-gun salute, which is the highest honor given any military or foreign dignity. How long does he hesitate after his about-face to begin his return walk, and why? 21 seconds, for the same reason as answer number one. This is really, really interesting. I never knew it, and it really ripped at my heart when I read all this. Why are his gloves wet? His gloves are moistened to prevent his losing his grip on the rifle. Does he carry his rifle on the same shoulder all the time? And if not, why not? I think you probably know that one. Okay, he carries the rifle on the shoulder away from the tomb after his march across the path. He executes an about face and moves the rifle to the other outside shoulder. And that is to show respect. How often are guards changed? Guards are changed every 30 minutes, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. What are the physical traits of the guard limited to? I'm not going to read all this. But the guards have to be 5'10 to 6'2 tall, and their waist size cannot exceed 30 inches. They commit for 2 years of life to guard the tomb. They live in barracks under the tomb and cannot drink any alcohol on or off duty for the rest of their lives. They cannot swear in public for the rest of their lives and cannot disgrace the uniform of the tomb in any way. After 2 years, the guard is given a wreath pin that is worn on their lapel, signifying they served as guard of the tomb. There are only 400 presently worn. The guard must obey these rules for the rest of their lives or give up their wreath pin. The shoes are especially made with very thick soles to keep the heat and cold from their feet. There are metal heel plates that extend to the top of the shoe in order to make the sound loud click as they come to a halt. There are no wrinkles, folds, or lint on the uniform. Guards dress for duty in front of a full-length mirror. The first 6 months of a duty guard cannot talk to anyone nor watch TV. All off-duty time is spent studying the 175 notable people laid to rest in the Arlington National Cemetery. A guard must memorize who they are and where they are interred. Among the notables are my great-great-uncle, Joe Lewis, the boxer, Medal of Honor winner Artie Murphy, decorated soldier the most decorated soldier of World War II and of the Hollywood fame. Every guard spends 5 hours a day getting his uniform ready for guard duty. Did you know all that?
Nope. And, I mean, I've been there several times. You see the precision. And I'm not surprised, but at the same time, I wasn't aware that it was to that extent. But it's very disciplined. It's very rigid, and they don't miss a step.
It's amazing to me that they have so many people, or they even have people that sign up for this.
Yeah.
Now, in thinking about that, can you imagine a person that signs up for this being told by the president of our country to fire on Americans? Do you think this person would do that?
I don't think they would. I don't see how they could, to be honest. But it brings up a good question, because there's been times when I've wondered what's happening. Has our military at large, obviously not this particular group, but military at large, has been brainwashed or thinned down to be willing to go after Americans? And one quick thing, I see some people out there in the on the switchboard. If you decide you want to speak, go ahead and press 1, and I'll go to you. Otherwise, I'll leave you there. I don't like to bother people if they don't want to talk. So make sure you press 1 if you want to speak on the air. That is really interesting. But I'm telling you, I have been concerned. I've with everything that's been going on, with what happened in Boston, with that stuff where Boston turned into a police state. I have wondered about our police and our military, their willingness to turn on the American people. I get concerned about that. I really do.
Well, the Islamic person that called in to Hannity today made this statement, and I've heard this before, that Obama keeps letting in getting the Islamics that come over here to enlist in our military.
Right.
And
yes,
before it's
it
all
over.
Said and done with, there's going to be more illegals and Islamics in our military than U.S. citizens, and he will have the military that will fire on U.S. citizens.
Yeah.
Now, that man
like
said that.
Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead. I was saying just like Fort Hood.
Exactly.
The guy at Fort Hood.
And he hadn't even gone to court yet.
No, and we've still been paying his salary and everything else, and they won't call it terrorism, which is what it is.
And the American people aren't getting mad and upset about it. They're sitting back saying, ho-hum. I think they should have held the guy's head down, shaved that damn beard off, kicked him in the butt, and said, you're going to jail.
You're going to be charged with terrorism is what you're going to be. It's not going to be this other nonsense that we're going to play nice. And let's see, what was the other thing? The other thing I'll go ahead and just one more time. This kind of goes back to the amnesty discussion we were having to begin with when you were talking about how they let everybody's letting these people in and everything. When people tell me that they feel sorry for these people, you know, they it's not their fault, blah, blah, blah. Well, first off, there's enemies amongst the illegals. We already know that. The enemies know they can just walk right in, so they're doing it. And right now we're going to give them legal status to do it. But the other thing is, like, when people tell me that, I said, well, what about all the homeless people that are in the United States? For all the homeless Americans, unlock your door and let them all come into your house because they need a place to stay. So, you know, so it's no different. What in the world are you doing now? Are you turning your AC on?
Opening the door and letting the dog out before he starts barking.
Oh, okay.
Miss ears.
Oh, what can I say? But
well,
anyway, yeah, go ahead.
In a nutshell, no one forces these people to cross our borders illegally. They know before they start the trip that they are committing a crime because they are breaking our law the minute they cross across that border. Yes, it is their fault. It is their fault they have had hundreds of years to get that government of theirs in order like we have or had ours. They have lived under tyranny since and before we won the Battle of the Alamo. They are being taught in their schools that the land in Texas and California and Arizona is theirs because we stole it from them. So they come across the border thinking they're not doing anything wrong. This is their country. And then we've
and
got...
And they want to take it back.
That's exactly it.
They want to take it back.
They want to take it back. They don't want to become U.S. citizens. They don't want to learn to speak English. All they want is to come over here, hold their hands out. They holler, "Well, we clean your bathtubs. We scrub your floors." Well, yeah, you do. Because you can't speak English. You aren't educated. You can't do anything but manual labor. So quit bitching about it.
Well, but then we give them free education.
Well, yeah, we give them free education. We give them free hospitalization. We give them free food. San Antonio, they do everything but wipe their butts for them.
Yep.
They gather food for them. They give them food. They promote. They promote are part of the problem because they are what they call it, they're sympathizers, and they don't want to do anything about turning them away, and so is the city of Austin.
Yeah, and it's not strictly sympathizers. It's truly those who are aiding, and I call it aiding the enemy, aiding those who want to take back this country who think they have a right to invade this country.
You were right. That's what La Raza is about.
Yeah.
All La Raza is about.
Yeah. Yeah, so any of these people that have, and La Raza, remember I was trying to find some more information on Ruby on La Raza, and unfortunately I didn't find out a whole lot yet. I'm still digging. But I have no doubt that they've been a supporter of his, and he's been out there supporting their cause. I mean, that's who he is.
Well, his family aren't even U.S. citizens. They gave up their ship. I don't even know if he's a citizen. Was he born here in the United States, or was he born over in where'd they go, Spain or wherever they went? Is he even a citizen?
Rubio was born in the States, as far as I know. I've always heard he was born in Florida. So that part I always figured, and that's why I said he may be an American, but he's not a natural born American routine. Going back into that piece.
Well, I tell you what,
going
through my mind. I think we need to do an e-verify on every individual that's been elected to office and is holding office at this point in time. Because I'd be willing to guarantee you we got some sitting in Austin that aren't even citizens of the United States.
And I think you ought to, that should be something they have to do. I believe they should. Why shouldn't they have to go through e-verify if they're going to be in public office?
Exactly.
I totally agree. That makes sense to me. And it's another way. Is here we've got the Islamists coming in, taking over the military, getting into it, infiltrating it, and we've got the foreigners taking over the government too. I'm telling you. You talk about a bunch of Americans sitting by on the sidelines saying, "Well, here, just come on in and take us. We got this wonderful military, but we're not going to use it because it wouldn't be politically correct."
Well, when you've got people who've been elected to your state's government, and they're sitting in the Capitol up there, and they can barely speak English, there's a problem.
Exactly. I totally agree.
And there is a representative in my district. He was reelected. And how he got reelected, I do not know. And this man can barely speak English. How in the hell can he be a U.S. citizen?
Interesting. And I agree. And, of course, now I've known citizens, Cubans who came over and were became citizens, naturalized, and they knew how to speak English. They just didn't want to, so they played dumb on that all the time. And, I knew they did. It's amazing when those people who say they can't speak English, It's amazing how they understand money. You start talking money and things like that, then it's amazing how well they understand that aspect of English. what part of English they want.
When I was a kid, I can remember my granddaddy talking and talking about these Mexicans that would come over here, and they would come to work for you, want to go to work in the fields, and they would put them in the fields, and they would act like they couldn't speak English. And all they had to do was pick up an axe or pick up a shotgun and say, speak English, and they could speak English.
It's just part of the scam that goes on.
Oh, yeah.
It really is.
And what I do, and I've done it a couple of times last week, and I do it anytime I'm in a mixed company. In other words, there's a couple of white people. It doesn't even have to be a couple of white. Just me and standing between a couple of Mexicans, and they're standing there talking to one another. And I tell them, do you know how rude that is? Well, what do you mean? It's rude. I don't know whether you're talking about me and ditching me or what you're doing, but you're standing there in front of me, talking in a language that I don't understand, and you're in my country? Oh, well, we weren't doing that. I said, I don't know that. When you're at home or in your car with them, that's fine. But when you're in mixed company, you need to speak English. Not that I care about what your business is, but if it's something I don't need to know about, you don't need to talk about it. I get a lot of, I'm sorry.
Well, that's good. I've been tempted to say that a couple of times when I've been in the stores and stuff like that, and say, oh, speak English.
Or you go
to a fast food restaurant and they're standing behind the counter and go flipping back and forth on this crap instead of talking to you and speaking Asian to you. And that one I have actually written and made complaints about the restaurant thing. You know, they're here in America. Tell them to speak English while they're working. It's one thing.
Well, if I was young, they'd probably get mad and want to start some trouble. But since I'm older, they don't do it.
You get away with it.
Exactly.
Well, take advantage of it while you can. But I totally agree with you. I think it just shows, and it's one of those things that's going to be, see, we're going to do what we feel like. We don't care what this country is. It shows their total disrespect for this country. They don't want to be here. I mean, they want to take it over, you know, that kind of thing. They don't want to be Americans.
I have an incoming call. I have.
Okay. Until she, that one, she really had to take that call. But anyway, we're getting down to the last 20 minutes here anyway. But I agree with her. You know, it's like if you're here in America and you believe, if you truly want to be an American, be one. If you don't, then go back to wherever you came from. But we truly know there's a big part of the illegals here that don't want to be Americans. And I'm telling you, I am in total agreement with her and the LaRaza thing. There is a major portion of these illegals who are here to take over this country. They are not here to be Americans. All this BS that John McCain and Jeff Flake and the Gang of 8/10 are spewing is BS. I don't know how much money they got paid to vote for this stuff. I mean, is John McCain really dumb enough to think that he's going to save the Republican Party and all the Hispanics are going to fall in love with you, John McCain? They're not. They're not. So please, give me a break. Give all of us a break on that stuff. You know, amnesty is amnesty. And you know what? Again, as I was saying before, if you believe amnesty is right, then make sure that you leave your door unlocked and put a sign out, homeless people wanted, homeless Americans. Homeless Americans or the illegals, whichever, you know, you might as well let them all in, that these people need help too, and you should sympathize with these homeless people who are in a situation too and let them come on in. Share your home with them. If you believe they have the right to come in and take over our country, then you believe that they should come in and take over your home. So don't be a hypocrite. If you truly believe in amnesty, Mia's Texas is back there. I'll get that back on in just a second. If you believe that these people need our help and they came here for a better life and all this other stuff, well, then do the same thing for your fellow Americans who are homeless and open up your home and let them come in. Otherwise, defend the homeland. We have sovereignty. We have borders. That we have no sovereignty if you give away our borders you bunch of treasonous traitors. On that note, let's get damn mad Granny Taft back on the line. You're back.
Oh, thank you. I have to answer a phone call again.
That's quite all right. We understand.
Well, if they're going to think that they need amnesty and that this bill that they're trying to get passed with all the loopholes in them, which means that the amnesty or all this stuff they're telling you it's going to happen, that they're going to have to learn to speak English and they're going to have to be here for so many days or years or whatever to become American citizens. If you believe all of that, then I have a bridge in Arizona I want to sell you.
And I have
because it's a lie. It is a lie. There is so many loopholes in that bill that none of it is going to apply. None of it is going to apply. So they might as well be telling you, people, it's like this. We are throwing the guard down. We are going to tear that fence down. We are going to open up all of our borders, and anyone that wants to come into this country can come into this country, and we will give them everything that your tax dollars can possibly afford to pay for, and even more.
Yeah, and we'll let them take over this country, because that's what this will be. This will be a massive invasion, and the United States, the American people will be gone. There will be no more Americans.
And by the way, stand out in your yard and get all the available groceries you can and all the clothing you've got that you can hand out to them and give away to them. Do it, because they will be there to get it from you.
That's right. It's a sad truth. I mean, it's the absolute sad truth. Well, are there any of those who came here truly seeking the better world and all that kind of stuff? Fine, but that doesn't matter. They broke the law. And for us to go out there and just ignore that they can invade this country, because even for the few that are here here for the right reasons, if you can call it that, there's way too many that are here for the wrong reasons. La Raza is not our friend. When will Americans realize La Raza wants to take over what they believe is their part of the country, the Southwest? That is what they want. That's called an invasion. And I don't know why the idiots like... Yeah, go ahead.
The only right reason would be that you did it right because you were coming in here for the right reasons. I mean, you came here for the right reasons and break our laws, and it don't work that way.
No, what I compare it to, and I've seen this actually happen in Central Florida here. If a person was homeless, they were laid off from work, whatever happened, well, the things that truly do happen to people, and the person went into the store and stole a loaf of bread to feed their kids. It's still stealing, so it's still wrong, it's still stealing, but it's not like somebody who's going in there ripping off a diamond because they think they just want something. They were trying to survive. So I understand that some people may truly come here and attempt to survive. But that doesn't make it right, and that's not. It doesn't matter. You still have to go back the same way you came in. You've got to go back and go through the right process. So
that would be like the guy that's stealing, selling drugs, and he says, "Oh well, I was doing it so I could support my family." And we're supposed to say, "Okie dokie, that's all right. You're trying to support your family, so we support you in doing that."
No, and I'm not suggesting that either, even though I think there's a different type of compassion you have for a person who's truly trying to put bread on the kid's stomach, something to keep the kid alive, versus going out there selling drugs. I do not put those two things in the same light at all. And I think when you come, but it's still a crime. They were still stealing, so it means still stealing. But I think I can understand someone stealing to feed their child. I can have some compassion for someone who would steal to feed their child because they had no other way to feed the child. And most people don't necessarily want to go, because of being homeless, don't want to go give up their children to a public service, which isn't going to be any cheaper for the public, for the taxpayers. But, it, I mean, technically it's still a crime. So that doesn't matter. This is what they try to act like everybody who comes over the border is here coming seeking a better life, and that's not the truth. A large majority have no desire to be Americans. They send the money back to their homeland. It's not like they somehow improve our economic condition like they try to act like they do. And then you do have the evil element who is here to destroy us. So there's absolutely no excuse for it. There truly isn't. It's the question would be, when they go back to their homeland, when you finally chase them out and get ICE to actually do their job, let them do their job and get them out, if somebody was here because they were trying, truly seeking a better life, would you put them on a list that maybe someday they could come in, where the other people would never be allowed to come in? They would never be allowed to even sign up for it. So I think that the different levels as well.
Well, how are you going to know whether they're lying to you or telling you the truth, though?
Well, if they murder somebody, I think it's pretty obvious.
Well, I don't... See, that's different between you and I don't have any compassion for them on this rule, because if they were trying to do what was right, they would not have broke our laws by crossing the border in the first place. Now, call that being an iron ass or whatever you want it, but that's how I look at it. If I was going to live in a country, I would not go to that country, break its laws, before I ever had a chance to be a citizen.
Well, and I'm not going to totally disagree with that, but again, I'm going to say I understand. While I don't, it's not legal to steal a loaf of bread. It's never legal to steal a loaf of bread. However, if a family was living out in their car and they had no food for their kid, I could somehow have some compassion as to why they stole the loaf of bread. Not that it made it legal, and I wouldn't say it was okay, you don't have to worry about it. I wouldn't do that either. But I would try to do something else to assist them. But but when it comes, illegal entry is illegal. You haven't heard me say that they're allowed to come in. I'm saying when it comes to they finally get sent back home. If they entered the country illegally and they were working, whatever you want to call it, they were not drug dealers and all this other stuff, you send them back. If in 10 years they apply to come back into this country, would you let them?
They can already do that.
Well, that's all I'm saying is that there's plenty of them here that are here who are selling drugs, who get away with all these crimes. They're rapists and everything else, and the ones that ICE wants to get out of here, and they're not allowed to. I don't think we should let a rapist become a citizen. Now, you know, we deport them out of here. I don't think they get the right to stand in line and come back in here. I don't think we ever want them in this country again. They should not be allowed to reenter legally in any way, shape, or form. The question is, if they came in illegally, they were working, you deported them, but there was absolutely no criminal element to what they did, except for that, obviously, the illegal entry. Yes, illegal entry is a crime routine, but they weren't out there raping people and doing that kind of stuff. Would you allow them to come back into the country? I don't know. That's the question.
Well, as I said, they're already sent home and told, if you can come up with the $2,000 to get the whatever piece of paper.
No, I'm talking about legally. I'm saying legally.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
If they enter the country... Well, not like coming up. Well, it depends when you say $2,000. Would you say they could be put on the list to come in legally?
Yeah, there's a they can already
do
that.
Though.
Yeah,
I'm saying should they be allowed to if they came into the country illegally?
I don't mind if they're allowed to that. I
don't
have a problem.
But if they were a rapist or a murderer, then no, they shouldn't be allowed to come back in. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I think that would be a given. At least in my books, that would be a given. In other words, if they've done it 14 million times, now we're talking a different ball game.
No, but I'm talking about the criminals. The criminals that
shouldn't be allowed
background check. They're not doing any real background check on who they're going to let be legal here. They try to act like they're doing some kind of background check, but they're not. So that's all I'm getting to. I think we're actually saying very much the same thing.
Yeah, you're right. We're trying to say the same thing, just different terms.
Yep. But at any rate, it's illegal. And, you know, some stupid reporter who said, God, they're trying to make it a crime for them to be here illegally. I mean, how stupid of a statement is that? Yes, it's a crime if you're here illegally. You don't belong here. You need to be exported out of here, deported. I thought I have the rights to do it, which the other part of that, too, which, of course, Rubio and company wouldn't support, which I think is one of the House bills that they're working on now, is one of the House bills is that the state, the state law enforcement has the right to assist with enforcement of immigration. In fact, what show was it? It was Meet the Press. I think it was either Meet the Press or Fox News. I can't remember. Maybe it was Fox News. Excuse me. Yesterday, where they were saying, when you go out there, one of the bills the House was trying to do was put together a bill. State law enforcement had the right to assist with immigration, enforcing immigration law, but the Senate wouldn't go with that. They're saying, why wouldn't they? I mean, state law enforcement helps federal government when it's different types of murders and other type of crimes, drugs, everything else. Why would they not be allowed to enforce immigration law?
Because if they did that, then they wouldn't have a leg to stand on as far as saying, accusing the officers of committing crimes against immigrants. In other words, they couldn't call them racist. They'd have they'd have to chew up and spit out the racist consideration.
That's exactly what it is. So, I mean, when you've got that kind of stupidity in the law, it's like, wait a minute, law enforcement's not allowed to enforce the law because why? I mean, that's how stupid it is.
Exactly. I've said all along, they need to go in and clear out every position in every White House, in the Senate, in the House, I went brain dead again. Damn. Anyway, and get rid of anybody that's not needed and start over. Get rid of the positions that aren't required, aren't necessary, and let's get rid of some of the trash that's sitting up there in these offices and get people to work that are willing to work and enforce our laws, period.
Exactly. Yeah, you think about all the garbage that's up in Washington, D.C., all the garbage that's in the state government as well. Clean all that crap and get back down to where we're supposed to be. Get rid of that Federal Department of Education that keeps pushing all this other nonsense. You know, there's so much of it that we need to do.
Well, and that would look at the money you would have. Hire enough people to enforce and take care of these laws that you're passing. If you're going to pass a law, have enough damn people on hand to be able to enforce it. Have enough people in the states for these different organizations and groups that are to have to be maintained, and enough people to make sure they can. That's what's wrong with the group that takes care of the kids now. These kids get put into homes where people abuse them. They tie them up like little and hog pens sometimes. And abuse them and mistreat them. And why? Because there's not enough people out there to enforce the laws that they passed in the first place.
I'm telling you, when it comes to law enforcement and what I see on that side, I mean, they harass those they want to and then ignore the rest. Like I say, the rule of law, it's just a farce. For what we call the rule of law, it really is. And it's at every level. And, I mean, unfortunately, too many law enforcement people are, it's either they don't feel like bothering what they call a victimless crime. It's still a crime, but to them it's victimless. So you just ignore it. And this is where it comes back to what the underlying problem of what we face today is Americans have lost any sense of right and wrong and good and evil. It's like, well, you know, yes, they broke the law. And going back to my thing with the loaf of bread, they still broke the law. And you still have to do something about what they did. I do believe you can have compassion in enforcing of the law, but it was still the law. But yet most of the time now, like credit card fraud and stuff like that, they act like that's a victimless crime and they won't bother with it. Identity theft? How is identity theft a victimless crime? They act like if there's no blood and guts splattered that it's not a crime. So we don't enforce any of the laws. So what do you expect the society to be? And wasn't that one of Washington's thing too? Let me see. Let me pull up my Washington farewell. This farewell is out there. Let's see. What's it say? Stresses the importance of religion and morality. And, I mean, right now, whether you, what type of religion you need to have moral value is whatever. Because right now, kind of like what you said earlier, people go to church to try to make money. Let's face it, how many politicians don't go to church?
Well, that's like the guy that I worked for that owned a radio, a newspaper, and he and his wife were big to-dos in the Baptist church. All right, we all know Baptists don't drink, don't we? Well, we had a nice Coke machine sitting in the hallway there, and inside that Coke machine, there was always a six-pack of beer, and guess who it belonged to? My boss.
Oh, well, they ask for forgiveness every week on that one.
But yet, they want to ditch the Catholics because we put it out there. We tell you, we like our beer, we like our wine, we like our whiskey. And we don't hide it. But they do, and they get away with it, and they go to church, and Mama sings in the choir while Papa's drinking his beer. So, oh, well.
Well, that's another perfect example of it. But I'll tell you, with me, it's been the seeing the politicians who go to church acting like they're so holier than thou and all this other stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're down to about 4 minutes here. And, well, it's been good having you back on the show again. You know, and you had to take a little bit of time off there. And just letting you know that we are glad you have been back to join us.
Well, thank you so much. I missed y'all.
We missed you. We missed this lively discussion we have going. And on that note, like I say, we've only got a couple minutes left here. Anything you'd like to say before we call tonight?
Well, for tonight's show, I'm going to say, y'all go out and enjoy, what is it, 4th of July? No, Independence Day.
Yes, Independence Day.
Happy Independence Day to keep Sally happy. And yes, I'm a U.S. citizen and I'm an American.
That's right.
Is whiny.
You believe in being independent. You are not dependent, you are independent.
Oh, I'm always independent. That's they always said people like me because they always knew they got what they saw was what they got.
That's right. And I'm the same way here. But Thursday show, now I am going to have a show on Independence Day, and we're going to talk about independent versus dependent. Are we an independent nation or are we a dependent nation these days? And the same for the people.
Well, we're going to have to be independent in order to become free again. That's just all there is to it. We don't have a choice.
And that's at both levels. We have to start being able to take care of ourselves here on this continent instead of importing all everything from China and all this other mess and being dependent on goods from foreign countries. But we also have to be independent individuals taking care of ourselves.
First thing we have to do is learn how to vet people means look into their backgrounds, look at who they are before we decide to vote for them. You don't believe everything that comes out of their mouth.
Well, no. And that's all to do with that piece. But I'm talking about us as an independent nation and us, the American people, being independent versus depending on Big Brother to give us our telephone or cell phone.
Oh, exactly. He's fixing to give them cars, too. Just wait. I heard that the other day.
Well,
I might go get line for that one, though.
That, food stamps, housing, hey, you know. Well, we are down to 60 seconds now.
Happy 4th of July. Love everybody. God bless America and God bless Texas and Lord help Florida.
I couldn't have said it better, except I will say happy Independence Day. Please join us. Please join us Thursday for Independence Day, and may God bless and protect the United States of America. Good night, everyone.
Good night.